Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Officials at the UN calling it a terrible milestone. 6 months of war between Israel and Hamas. Protesters in Tel Aviv today demanding stepped-up efforts to win the freedom of dozens of hostages held by Hamas. Many, like this demonstrator, also calling for early elections in Israel.
We need hope for a good life and not be afraid all the time that bad things going to happen to us.
Sources confirming to ABC News that President Biden will discuss a framework for a new major loan forgiveness program Monday in Madison, Wisconsin. The plan, say sources, would require borrowers to fall into specific categories to get relief, which is believed would put it on a stronger legal footing than the administration's previous broader effort. Tonight's Powerball jackpot is now worth more than $1.3 billion, the fourth largest prize in Powerball history. This is ABC News. 2 days until the solar eclipse that stretches across much of the U.S., ABC News meteorologist Samara Theodore has more on the early weather forecast for the big day.
We have the eclipse forecast, and everyone wants to know who's going to have the best viewing conditions. If you're up towards Burlington in the Northeast, it's looking good. You head towards Carbondale, Indianapolis, we'll see some clearing there. Down towards Texas, Little Rock, Del Rio, a lot more clouds and the threat for storms.
More than 8 million packets of laundry detergent pods are being recalled because of faulty packaging. That recall involving Tide, Gain Flings, Ace, and Ariel liquid laundry detergent pod packets, which were made between September 23 and February of 2024. The issue is the flexible film bags they're sold in can easily split, making them more accessible to children. The first comic book to ever feature Superman sold at auction for a record price. The 1938 comic book going for $6 million, making it the most expensive ever. Dave Packer, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good afternoon. WRCO News is coming up, sponsored by TC AutoWorks, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks. Tonight's forecast calls for a low of 33, breezy with increasing clouds later on. Sunday, cloudy and breezy with a 90% chance of rain in the mid-morning to mid-afternoon, tapering to isolated light showers later. Tomorrow's high 48. Clouds and then a few peaks of sunshine Monday and 61. It's been a very pleasant day. North winds currently at 2 miles per hour after a high of 56. We're at 55 degrees.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes and those clunky noises. I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC AutoWorks in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC AutoWorks, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO News. Contractors on the Wisconsin Highway 130 project in Lone Rock say both rock blasts went well Friday, and the traffic stops were limited to less than 3 minutes. The crew is planning to complete rock blasting next week after 3 to 5 more blasts. Even though no fly rock landed in Brace Memorial Park, the park will be closed again next week as a safety precaution. The latest Marquette poll shows President Joe Biden and Donald Trump remain neck and neck. Marquette Law School's national survey finds that President Joe Biden and former President Trump are equally supported by registered voters at 50%. Among likely voters, meaning those who are registered and say they are certain they will vote, Biden is favored more than Trump, 52 to 48%. This survey was conducted between March 18th and the 28th. If there are consumer issues that are affecting you and you're trying to find ways to be protected, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has many resources to help you. You can find the information on their newly updated Trade and Consumer Protection section of their website, which can also be accessed in Spanish. Michelle Reinen is from the DATCP.
We're trying to remind people of resources that they have available to them through our agency to refresh a memory on something or maybe learn a new law that's in place. We, this last year, worked really hard to update our Spanish language resources, so we now have available on our website over 150 consumer protection web pages and fact sheets in Spanish language, so they mirror our English, and this is anything from our consumer guide and our landlord-tenant guide.
DATCAP also has information on their website about what you can do to avoid scams and identity theft.
There's always information on our website to remind you about your personal practices, and this could be from keeping your documents and records to putting that security freeze on your identity. So go to our website and learn more about those opportunities that you have.
Michelle Reinen says that it is important to report any possible scams.
Report it to consumer protection so we can track what is at its highest peak in circulating versus at its regular. Boy, it just pesters people, and we hope no one falls victim to it too. They are kind of attacking us in this time of season situation. So it's so important to hear from consumers. You're absolutely right. We hope you go to our website and report and file those complaints with us. Again, that's datcp.wi.gov.
If you suspect a scam or are a victim of a scam, you can also contact DATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. Attorney General Josh Call has announced that he has joined a Mall State unit against Mariner Finance for widespread violations of consumer protection laws. The suit alleges that Mariner Finance charged consumers for hidden add-on products that consumers either didn't know about or didn't agree to buy. Consumers left Mariner Finance believing they had entered into an agreement to borrow and repay, over time, a certain amount of money. In reality, due to hidden add-on products, Mariner added hundreds to thousands of dollars to the total amount a customer owed. In 2019 alone, Mariner charged consumers $121.7 million nationwide in premiums and fees for add-on products. Notably, these numbers exclude the interest Mariner took on the add-on premiums and fees. Mariner Finance has 11 branches in Wisconsin, including La Crosse, Middleton, and Madison, according to its website. April is Autism Month. The CDC says 1 in 36 American children is on the spectrum. Katie Hess is with the Autism Society of Greater Wisconsin. She's urging people to be accepting and inclusive.
Really, what we're looking for is for people just to be open-minded and patient and understanding.
Adults are also being diagnosed. Hess says she's encouraged by increasing public awareness.
We're learning new information all the time. So certainly reach out to your local chapter, your Autism Society, ask questions.
The Autism Society in Wisconsin is training businesses how to better serve employees and clients with autism. Heroic actions by two Dane County teens during a snowstorm Tuesday. A school bus rolled over with students inside near the town of Roxbury. When 13-year-old Ryder Falkenstein saw smoke coming from the bus, he acted fast, trying to open the emergency hatch on the roof of the bus. Ryder said he was able to pry the hatch open to begin evacuating the students on board. During the evacuation, Ryder's 14-year-old sister Shelby called 911 to report the wreck. Sauk City Fire and EMS reported only a few minor injuries. A reporting error on election night in Racine County, the clerk's office there said they found discrepancies in vote totals after the initial posting of partial results Tuesday night. After removing the errors from the county's website, the office phoned municipal clerks in the county for verbal reports from machine tapes at each polling location to post on the website. When the municipal clerks brought their election materials to the county clerk's office Wednesday, staff manually entered the results into Wisconsin Wisconsin Elections Commission Canvas software to provide unofficial election results for the county website. The origin of the discrepancies is under investigation. The Wisconsin Conservation Congress and Department of Natural Resources invites you to attend open houses Monday night at 6 to learn about resource management through the annual Fish and Wildlife Spring Hearing process. DNR staff and WCC delegates will be on hand at these open houses to discuss local issues of importance, answer questions from the public, and open a dialogue between the public, the DNR, and the WCC about areas of interest and concern. John Clare is a member of the Conservation Congress.
It's important that folks that are interested in the outdoors attend, whether you're a hunter, fisher, or trapper, or just somebody that likes to canoe or hang out in the outdoors. It's important that people be there. There's a number of things that happen during this meeting. First of all, there's some citizen resolutions, and then there are a number of questions to be voted on. This year, there's a whole bunch, and you get a chance to either vote in person on next Monday night, or you can do it online beginning on Wednesday.
The WCC will also hold their delegates' elections at each meeting. Two of the five WCC seats will be up for election in each county. All 72 counties will meet at the same time Monday night in their respective counties. The Richland County meeting will be held at the Richland County Courtroom.
In order to be part of the election, you have to prove that you're part of the county, that you're a resident, so you have to provide like a driver's license. And there are five delegates in each county. We have four of us here today, and that the elections happen every year, and there are different terms. Some are two-year terms, some are three-year terms, and both Dave and Julie are up for election this year, and Doug has decided not to continue, and so there'll be three seats open, and we hope that folks will come and vote, and that we will have some volunteers to take some of the empty spots.
The Wisconsin Conservation Congress is a statutory body responsibly managing natural resources for present and future generations.
The Conservation Congress has been around for almost 100 years, for 90 years. It started in 1934. And what it was started for was for folks that are invested in the outdoor activities and in the outdoors to have a chance to have some input on what the rules are and what policies are in the state of Wisconsin. And the state of Wisconsin is the only state that I know of that has something like that. So it's important that we take advantage of that and give our input as to what we think needs to be changed for positive or negative.
Learn more about the WCC and how to become involved in resource management decisions on the Wisconsin Conservation webpage. The public is invited to provide feedback on a variety of fish, wildlife, and other natural resource-related topics as a part of the spring hearing process. The public is encouraged to provide input online from noon Wednesday, April 10th through noon next Saturday, April 13th. For those who prefer to do so in person, a number of paper ballots will be available at each in-person meeting. More information is available on the Wisconsin Conservation Congress Spring Hearing webpage.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Here are today's vital statistics. Michael Call, 73, of Richland Center, formerly of Bear Valley, died Wednesday at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital after a battle with dementia and PTSD. Funeral services will be held Tuesday morning at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center, with military rites to follow by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Burial will be held in St. Killian's Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call Monday at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church from 4:30 until 8, and again on Tuesday from 10 until the time of the Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. For Michael Call, 73 of Richland Center and formerly of Bear Valley. Deborah Ann Burke, 71 of Richland Center, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Parish in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Parish Thursday from 10:30 until the time of the Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation is assisting the family with their arrangements. Deborah Ann Burke, 71, of Richland Center. Donna Joy Elliott, 70, of Richland Center, died Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held Friday, April 12th at 12:30 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be held at a later date. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Friday from 10 until the time of the service at 12:30. Donna Joy Elliott, 70, of Richland Center. Janine Young, 64, of Richland Center, died January 10th at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, April 13th at 2 at Sportsman's Lounge in Muscadet. Memorials may be directed to A Grace Hospice Care. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Janine Young, 64, of Richland Center. Dennis Brown, 73, of Muscadet, died Wednesday at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life gathering will be held on Saturday, April 13th, from noon until 2 at the Muscadet Sportsman's Lounge. Burial will be held in the St. Malachi's Catholic Cemetery, Clyde, at a later date. The family requests no flowers, but donations in Dennis's name be directed to a charity of your choice in the greater Muscadet area or a veterans organization. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Dennis Brown, 73, of Muscadet.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, I hope you enjoyed all the sunshine we've been having today, thanks to high pressure park just off to the east of Wisconsin. The winds are starting to crank up out of the east and southeast, and that'll be the case right through tomorrow as a low pressure system currently in western Nebraska slowly moves up into western Iowa. This will likely push a band of rain into our region by mid-morning tomorrow, lasting up through mid-afternoon, then most of it should shift off to the north and east of us. But still a few light showers may pop up tomorrow night. Rain totals through tomorrow night should be on the order of a quarter or a third of an inch around here, trending heavier off to the northwest in Minnesota and far west central Wisconsin. They could see up to a half inch. Otherwise, slightly warmer air will spill into the region early in the work week. We might even see a few peaks of clearing Monday afternoon to enjoy some of the eclipse, although the better chance of substantial clearing will be south of Wisconsin. We'll have another front or two move into the region for the mid and late part of the week for some more scattered shower chances, gradually turning cooler by the end of the week as well. Here's that forecast for tonight. Clear skies early, breezy with increasing clouds late. Low temperature at 33. East-southeast wind between 10 and 17 miles per hour. Tomorrow, overcast and breezy with a 90% chance of rain in the mid-morning to mid-afternoon, tapering to isolated light showers later. High in the upper 40s, southeast wind 15 to 25. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, scattered light rain possible, low at 41. And Monday, clouds to a few peaks of sunshine, breezy and milder, high temperature about 61 degrees. Heading into Tuesday, partly sunny, continued mild, low 39, high 63. Wednesday, still comfortable with a mix of sun and clouds, low in the upper 30s with a high of 63. Thursday, variably cloudy, 30% chance of scattered light showers, low at 40 with highs in the mid-50s. You have yourself a great evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Right now in Richland Center, 55 degrees with sunshine. Yesterday's high was 52. The morning low today was 27. Record high, 87 in 1991. Record low, 8 in 1982. Last year's high was 49 and the low, 28. Sunset will happen at 7:34 this evening. Sunrise time tomorrow morning, 6:33. The air is calm. Barometer is down a bit from earlier at 30.08. No precipitation today. After a high of 56, it's 55 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
You have to start thinking about Christmas gifts. This is Jamie at J.J. Wells Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and I have an idea for you. Have you heard about lab-grown diamonds? They have changed the jewelry world in the last 2 years. They have brought the price of all diamonds down. Now you can buy a stunning diamond piece, new engagement ring, or upgrade your old diamond for less than you could last year. What else in this world has come down in price lately? We have so many lab-grown and natural diamonds, loose and finished jewelry. Shop today. J.J. Wells Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Sports Time is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Booster Club.
All American, helping make all of your jobs easier. Visit All American Do It Centers in Tolma, Sparta, and Richland Center. Stafford Funeral Home, families will find that they are willing to work with them to provide services from the traditional to completely personalized. And Bob at Chitwood Electric, providing sales and service of electric motors and Schaefer barn fans, plus electric motor rewinding and repair.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. Today in high school softball, a few games played. Judah Albany over River Ridge, 5-2. Broadhead, 6-5 over Mount Horeb. At the Cuba City Quad, Dodgeville was a winner, 14-1 over Wisconsin Heights. And Cuba City, a 10-0 win against Potosi-Cassville. Potosi-Cassville got the win against Wisconsin Heights, 12-0. And Cuba City over Dodgeville, 8-2. Four. Last night, Richland Center won the season opener in softball, 15-4. Rainey Walsh earned the win, giving up only one earned run and two hits. Chloe Darling was 4-for-4 with one double and one triple. Simone Sirian was 3-for-4. Alyssa Stouffer, 3-for-5. Riley Schultz, 3-for-4 with a double. Kaylee Nee was 2-for-3. Savannah Rossell had a double play. In total, Richland Center had 17 hits in the win last night over DeSoto. Today in Major League Baseball, among the games, the Athletics with a win against the Tigers, 4-0. Cardinals beat the Mariners, that is the Marlins, 3-1. And a win, in fact, for the Guardians, getting the victory against the Twins today as well. David Fry hit a 3-run home run, and 7 Cleveland pitchers combined on a 2-hitter, helping the Guardians beat Minnesota on a day when they lost ace Shane Bieber to a season-ending elbow surgery. The Guardians showcased their pitching depth while improving to 7-2. Andres Munoz walked 4 batters in the 9th inning to bring home the winning run in the Brewers' 6-5 victory over the Mariners last night. After the Mariners scored twice in the top of the inning to tie it, Munoz opened the bottom half by walking Sal Frelick, Jake Bowers, and Bryce Terang to load the bases. After Jackson Churio struck out looking, William Contreras walked on a 3-1 pitch that was ruled just off the outside corner to score Frelick. Former Brewers infielder Luis Urias contributed to the tying rally in his first game against his old team, pulling Milwaukee within a run with a ground rule double. One out later, Julio Rodriguez grounded in the tying run. The Brewers and Mariners will play Game 2 of the three-game series tonight. First pitch will be at 6:10. You can hear the broadcast of the game on WRCE, FM 107.7, and AM 1450. Pregame beginning at 5:35. Gary Trent Jr. scored 31, and the Raptors snapped a 15-game losing streak with a 117-111 victory over the slumping Milwaukee Bucks last night. Milwaukee, playing without the injured Giannis Antetokounmpo, lost for the fifth time in the last six games, with the last three coming against Washington, Memphis, and Toronto, who are all well below 500. Giannis sat out with a left hamstring injury. Trent was 7 of 15 from three-point range and helped the Raptors build a 14-point lead in the third quarter before the Bucks mounted a rally. Zach Edey of Purdue is the Associated Press Player of the Year in men's college basketball. He is the first back-to-back winner since Ralph Sampson at Virginia in the 1980s. Edey is a 7'4" center who led his team to its first Final Four since 1980. He received 57 of 62 votes from journalists who vote in the weekly AP Top 25. The opener of the Final Four tonight might feel like a trip through time. Purdue and North Carolina State, one program here for the first time since 1980, and the other trying to write a 21st century version of college basketball's greatest story ever told. Caitlin Clark led Iowa back to the national championship game, scoring 21 as the Hawkeyes rallied past Paige Beckers and UConn 71-69 in the women's Final Four. Next up for the Hawkeyes is a rematch with unbeaten South Carolina, which lost to Iowa in last year's Final Four. That's coming up tomorrow. And that is an update on sports. I'm Phil Nee.
Driftless Area Hunters Outlet LLC, 182 North Main, downtown Richland Center, has what you need to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. Visit dahuntersoutlet.com. Richland Family Prescription Center, service with a personal touch. New prescriptions and questions always welcome. Your family always comes first. And Rock Solid Forming on County X Blue River offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, concrete sealers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
The annual Ithaca Lions Club consignment auction will be Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Now is the time to list items you would like to consign to make sure your item receives full advertising exposure. If you're considering being a seller at the April 28th sale, contact Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692, Dick Hauser at 585-4808, or Fred Fry at 585-2921 by Wednesday, April 17th to have your items listed in wide area advertising. This is especially important if you have a larger item like a tractor, farm implement, car, truck, or boat. Remember, this is a consignment auction. You keep the money, less a reasonable commission, which supports the Ithaca Lions community projects. Turn items you no longer need into cash with the help of the Ithaca Lions consignment auction, Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. To list your item, contact Dean Reinhardt, Dick Hauser, or Fred Fry. Coming up, the Backtracking Show on WRCO Radio, the best of 70s and 80s, and some pop culture memories coming up. Sponsored by Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg. The mission of Jay's Power Center is to provide the best buying experience for its customers with a large inventory of new and used motorcycles, ATVs, UTVs, snowmobiles, scooters, and dirt bikes. You'll find the perfect vehicle for you. Plus, Jay's offers a full service center for your motorcycle, ATV, UTV, snowmobile, or any power sports vehicle. Fun and good times begin at Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg. Hello again, everyone. It's time for another Backtracking Show here on WRCO. Today we go back to the 70s and 80s once again for some music, memories, and headlines. We kick it off from this week in 1987. Grace Slick's lead vocals helped Starship reach Billboard's number one spot for the third time with Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now. The song was co-written by Albert Hammond, who had some hits in his own right back in the day. 1987 and the Starship, kicking off this week's Backtracking Show. Retro Saturday continues at WRCO with the Backtracking Show. Phil Nee with you, our pregame show for Those Were the Days this evening as well. Let's go back to 1975 when the Philadelphia R&B trio known as LaBelle performed their Billboard number one smash, Lady Marmalade, on USA TV on the Cher Show. ¶¶ LaBelle on the backtracking show. We go back to this weekend in 2016 when Cleveland's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame had a ceremony, and it was Chicago along with Deep Purple, Cheap Trick, and the Steve Miller Band all officially going into the Hall of Fame. That was a good class, no doubt about it. We remember a guy who spent some time in Wisconsin during his life, born in Waukesha. Steve Miller and the band and Swingtown on the backtracking show.
Calling and the music's calling and we got to get down to swing.
Backtracking back to the Swing Town, Steve Miller Band on WRCO FM 100.9.
April 15th is tax day. It's also my sister's birthday, but she's sometimes very taxing, so those things go hand in hand. Most years, I wait until the very last minute to complete our tax returns and mail them in, not wanting the government to have our money to misspend any sooner than I need to send it in. This year, however, I did complete our taxes early, mainly because we were going to be away on the day that they were due to be postmarked. Just like tax returns, many people procrastinate on working out their relationship with God, thinking it's not that urgent. As I'm writing this Life Tracks, we've just heard the news of the cargo ship crashing into the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Maryland, sending many people in their cars into the frigid, cold, and 50-foot deep river below. I'm sure none of them were anticipating this catastrophe, or they would have simply avoided that route that day. But becoming a follower of Jesus Christ is not something to put off until the last minute. Not only do we not know when our last minute will be, but we would miss out on all the pleasure of living for Jesus now. This is a life filled with peace and joy, knowing that God has our best interest in mind. If you've already accepted Jesus, you know the blessings of a Christian life. But if you haven't put your faith in Christ yet, simply ask God to forgive you through His Son, Jesus, and ask Him to take over your thoughts and your life. There's no better day than today to give your life to Christ. If you're not sure about this, give us a call or visit us on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. We'll be glad to share Jesus with you. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
The Backtracking Show is sponsored by Jay's Power Center. It is 55 degrees. We hope you're having a wonderful day. It's a beauty out there, that's for sure, after some inclement days this past week. We're heading toward overnight lows of around 33 tonight. Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg has everything to make the outdoors awesome. From Polaris ATVs, UTVs, snowmobiles, timber sled kits, and slingshots, there's a great lineup of Can-Am ATVs and UTVs, genuine scooters, Rayhu dirt bikes, and Ski-Doo snowmobiles. And that's just a partial list of Jay's Power Center. Come in or call 768-3297 today. Jay's Power Center Reedsburg, ready to get you and the family outside.
Jay's Power Center, get on out. Backtracking, WRCO.
We're going back in time here on the Backtracking Show, doing what we do best, going back to the year of 1988, when the Traveling Wilburys recorded a song in Malibu, Florida. The quintet was comprised of Nelson, George Harrison, Lucky, Bob Dylan, Otis, Jeff Lynne, Charlie, Tom Petty, and Lefty, Roy Orbison. That song they recorded was called Handle With Care.
Your body
next to mine.
On the Backtrackin' Show, we go to 1973, when the Stylistics received their fourth gold record, this time for Break Up to Make Up, which landed at number 5 on the U.S. pop charts.
I'll say it's you.
The Backtracking Show, soothing your soul with some 70s soul right there. Let's go to 1978, when Eddie Money saw his first U.S. hit enter the Billboard chart. It would reach number 11. It placed 9 more songs in the top 40. Eddie Money's first, it's called Baby Hold On. Backtracking Show, which is kind of the JV game before the varsity, although the JV is challenging the varsity. Some good tunes in this weekend's Backtracking Show. We leave you with one more, going back to 1973. It hit number one in his home country of England. It would reach number 7 in the U.S. for Gilbert O'Sullivan. Get down.
wine, was as happy as could be, happy as could be. Now I'm just like a cat on a hot tin roof. Baby, what do you think you're doing to me? Told you once before, and I won't tell you no more. So get down, get down, get down. You're a bad dog, baby, but I still want you around, around. I still want you around.
There you have it, some music making headlines in backtracking history in the 70s and 80s. Thanks for going backtracking with us here on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. On Thursday, April 11th, Walsh's in Richland Center and Muscadet is having a sale on all steel products. Right now, the MS-170 and the 162 chainsaw are $179.99, and the FS-A57 trimmer is $149.99. And on that day only, all chainsaws and trimmers are 5% off and 10% off on all steel accessories. And one more great deal is bring in your chainsaw chains and we will sharpen them for only $1 each. That's right, $1. And new chains are still buy one and get the next one half off. So stop in at Muscadet or Richland Center to get your steel products. And as always, thank you and we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Tonight's forecast calls for a low of 33, clearing early, and then increasing clouds late. Tomorrow, a high of 48, a good chance of rain in the mid-morning to mid-afternoon, tapering to isolated light showers later. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, scattered light rain possible, a low of 41. Monday, clouds to a few peaks of sun, and a high of 61 and 63 on Tuesday. In Richland Center, we have a north wind at 5 miles per hour, and currently it is 55 degrees after today's high of 56. WRCO-FM in Richland Center, good evening. It is 6 o'clock.
Maud starts.